Welcome to the Light, Hope, and Healing Podcast, where we discuss why you have stress, anxiety, pain, illness, and how to heal from it. I am your host, Tracy Gorick. My background is a healing coach, energy healer, spiritual mentor, intuitive, and channel. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. This week's topic is being in your heart, how it helps you heal and in life. So this topic is a really good one for pretty much everybody, right? Because it helps us with our intuition when we're in our heart. It helps us have a better outlook on life when we're in our heart. It helps us overcome our traumas when we're in our heart. It just pretty much helps everything in our life, or it can if you allow it to. So being in your heart, what does that mean? Well, let's talk about being in our mind first, so then you understand better about being in your heart. When you're in your heart, you have a clearer picture of what's truly happening in your life. When you're in your heart, you're not in your mind, where all the trauma's been, all the past incidences have been, where your mind is trying to protect you, or your ego is trying to protect you. That's what happens when you're in your mind, okay? When you're in your heart, you work around those. It's kind of a bypass from those, right? When you go into your heart. So when you're in your heart, you can see the truth more clearly rather than in the mind. So does that make sense? Because when you understand, your mind is working, or your ego, which is partially your mind or part of your mind, is working to protect you. So your ego is trying to save you. It's the fight or flight, right? So your mind is always looking, or your ego is always looking for ways to save you, or on the lookout for something going wrong. When you're in your heart, you're not doing that, okay? Now, we do, you know, need to protect ourselves, but in a lot of ways, we're overprotecting ourselves from our traumas, and we all have them. Some are worse than others, but we all have them, and they all affect our outlook on life. They all affect our relationships. They affect how we react to things. They affect how we don't trust ourselves. And when you move down into the heart, you're working from more truth, from more of your intuition, from understanding how things really truly are. That's in your heart, okay? So a lot of times if we're in our mind, okay, we're looking out for the negative, again, because we're trying to protect ourselves, or our ego's trying to protect us. And when we're looking for the negative, we're on the lookout for all the bad things that could happen. And when we stay in that, for one, it's going to draw more negative things to us. Because if that's what we're focusing on, that's what we're going to notice, and that's what we're going to draw to us. If we're sitting in our heart with it, we aren't looking for the negative, because our heart is more love and peace. So when you're looking at the negative, it's affecting you because, first of all, you're just in a negative space more and more and more the more you focus on the negative. Where you're in your heart, you're looking more for the positive. Okay, so if you're sitting in the negative, you're drawing it to you more. You're being negative more. You're going to affect your health more when you're sitting in the negative. Okay? Because it is dropping your energy, being in the negative, which allows for your immune system to become less, which you could then get sick. It also allows for more negative energy to come into your body, which can cause you to be sick. And if you're holding on to negativity in your body, it will also turn into pain, illness, stress, and anxiety. It will show up as that in your body, because your body's showing you what you need to pay attention to. So if you're being sick a lot, You want to look at where is your mind at. Now, I understand, because I understand that people who have chronic illnesses that are in pain all the time, I get it. It's hard to get into the positive. But if you can, it will help you feel better. And it's something to strive to do, to try to feel better, right? Because I know a lot of people, they go to the doctor because they're in pain and nothing's really helping it. And it really brings them down. So I guess my thing for you is to try to get into the happy. Try to get out of the negative, even when you're in the pain, because it can make a huge difference in your life. It can really change the way your illness is. It could lessen the effects of your illness if it doesn't even just get rid of it. It could get rid of it, right? You have the power to change the way your mind is, whereas outside influences do have the power to bring you down, but you have the power to overcome that and be in a better place, regardless of your circumstances. The thing is, you know, people have these chronic illnesses, or even not chronic illnesses, but it starts to bring you down when you've been sick. I know, like, if I get sick and I'm sick for a couple of weeks, it does start to wear on you. Now, when I say I understand these people with chronic illnesses, I don't fully understand, so don't take that the wrong way. But I do understand how you can be brought down when you just over and over don't feel good. So the thing is, though, the only thing that you can do that you have the power over is your mind on that. And meaning, bring it into your heart. Come to your heart and think that way to bring the joy and the peace back to you. Now, one way to do that is to look for the good things in your life, right? If you're in pain and miserable, look for the good that's in your life, because there is some there. It tends to get hidden because you're having such a hard time, so all you see is the bad. But you want to start looking for the good, especially when you're in that situation. Like I said, it may not totally cure you, but you can get to a better place. And don't you want to be to the best place possible? And who knows? I've seen it help people and cure people from their pain and illness with their minds, just their mindset. And now I know I'm laughing because here I was talking about being your heart, not your mind. Well, part of being in your mind is, and when I say in your mind, it's controlling more of your thoughts, which that means you're bringing it to your heart, okay? So when you're looking for the good in your life, go into your heart so you can really see the good in your life. And I'll give you a couple examples. So, like, for example, today, the sun is shining, the sky is blue. That would be one thing you can look at. Another could be a bird just flew in front of you today, you know? Or you found a penny on the ground. Looking for the simplest things in your life will bring you more into your heart and out of your mind and out of the traumas in your life, which will say, it will change how you see life, for one, when you can really work on that and do it. And yeah, it takes practice. It does take practice. But if you can get yourself into this good space where you're focusing on the good in your life, the bad will fall away a little easier. You have an easier time to overcome, and you will feel better. And in feeling better, and when you raise your vibrations that way, the pain and illness can disappear. I've seen it with myself. Just when I've had aches and pains, and, you know, like right now I'll wake up every morning with my neck hurting. But I don't focus on it, and I get up, move my body, I stretch it out, I do the rebounder, and it changes. It changes the way I'm feeling. and the pain goes away. Like right now, it's not there. Now, I do also do meditation in there too. That helps. I run a little, do a healing meditation on myself every morning, and that makes a big difference. So getting out of your mind and being in your heart takes you away from the negative. And it can help you heal. Because when you're in your heart, you can heal that trauma more than having the trauma just keep playing over and over and over in your mind. Now, if you've had severe trauma, you do need to get some help, probably from some kind of counselor. And that will help you be able to go back into your heart and focus more on the positive. Just know you do have the power and you can overcome all of these things. You just have to pull yourself away from the negativity. We came here to this planet to experience these things. And I know this is another hard pill to swallow for people, but we did want some of these things to happen so we could overcome them. And think about the beauty if you can overcome this. And be in your heart, be in your joy, see the beauty. It's an amazing thing. So try today something. Start, go out and look for 5 things right now that you're grateful for that bring you joy. And see how that helps you. All right. I wanted to let you know, if you want a free healing meditation, the link is in the description below. You sign up and you'll get an email that will have a link to a healing meditation you can download and also a link to a YouTube video. Both of those are private, so you only get it through signing up in the link below. Every day, go do something you love, whether it's sing, dance, run around the yard. Just do something you love that lifts you up. Every day, do at least one thing. And then every day, do at least one thing of self-care. Drink tea, Epsom salt bath, pray, meditate. Every day, do at least one of those. And then look for the good in everything. And look for the good in everyone. And when you see something in someone that stands out to you, say it to them. Lift them up and lift you up also. And then finally, write 10 things you're grateful for. Do these things, and I promise you, you're going to see a difference in your life. That's what I've got for today. I love you all, and I will see you soon. Bye.